We've been talking the last few weeks in the Chelik of Das Torah about how a person's Mischaper to Ruchin is. How a person gets infused with Torah. Das Torah, the Torah becomes his Das. How it looks when a person has Das Torah, we're going to see in the coming weeks in Mirz Hashem. Perhaps even next week. But we've been talking the last few weeks. That's from the beginning of this man. The Das Torah is when a person is infused with Torah, the Torah becomes part of him. It begins with mitzvahs. Spoke at length about the whole union of mitzvahs. Kacher mitzvah secha. Spoke about that the Maral says b'shas matan Torah, the Torah was given for people who have a guf, was given for people who have yetzer hara, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. And the inyan is to be able to get the goof to be a platform and a kli kibble for the Torah HaKadosh. That's why we spoke about mitzvahs. In the last few weeks we've been talking about getting the goof involved to do the mitzvahs. We spoke about also the Lashon of the Rambam, Pirkei Hatzlocha, how a person does a mitzvah with the total involvement of the goof, because that's the purpose of the mitzvahs. So if you've been following the Seder HaDvarim, what we're seeing is that in order for a person to get Das Torah, in order to get to the chelik of the same chalkeinu b'soi v'sacha, there has to be a kachenu mitzvah sacha. Kachenu mitzvah sacha that the goof is involved in the mitzvahs. Kachenu mitzvah sacha that a person's makkah, that there's an eibishta, who's his boss. Kachenu mitzvah sacha, how a person does a mitzvah. B'chol. The last 2 weeks we started to speak about that in order for the Yivalt Torah was given to the goof, and I need the goof to become sanctified first. So I have to get the goof involved in the mitzvahs. We spoke about supplying the needs of the goof, and then last week we spoke about even the higher dagger, that the goof itself becomes kaddish. Sorry, echzal leikai, which is what we left off last week at the end. So we're talking about that in order for a person to be a kli molei matzik, which is the riddle that we spoke about, how do you break the riddle of kli reikai and matzik? How do you get the Torah? How do you get to become a kli kibul for Torah? A person has to begin a journey and a relationship with Ruchnius, which is primarily mitzvahs, and then a person is zechah to Torah Or, which is the Iker. There's one more piece that we need to talk about when we talk about the totality of the person getting involved in a mitzvah. And to a certain degree, it's the Iker we're going to talk about this week. Up to now, we spoke about doing the mitzvahs, experiencing the mitzvahs, getting your guf to participate happily in the mitzvahs, being mefayis the guf, feeding the guf, taking care of the guf, like we spoke about. But there's really one nekuda which is all-encompassing, which is really the tanai koidim lemaisa, about whether a person is doing the mitzvah. That's called das. In paragraph V, over here in Amud Reish Yud Beis, in the second paragraph he says, Etzem ha-machshava hi koyach malchus ba'adam. Machshava is the koyach that rules over a person. Machshava is the director. Milas melech perusha bal etzem machshava. I think one says, brings an example. One says, nimlach bedaitoi. What's nimlach bedaitoi mean? He was thinking about it. Nimlach comes from the lashon of melech. The union of the melech hu bal machshava hu manigis amoy ba'at sosay. The job of a melech is to lead the am with his Eitzah. You all know that state in the Svam HaKadoshim, that the word Melech is Rosh HaTevis for Moyach, Lev, and Kovid. Chaim brings it on others. Melech is Moyach, Lev, and Kovid. The Moyach, which is the Seichel, rules over the Lev, which is the Ritzonus, which rules over the Kovid, which is the drives of the Guf, the Gashmi Sticker drives of a person. Melech is Moyach, Lev, and Kovid. That means that the Seid of Malchus is the aside of the Moyach ruling over and governing over everything. That's why we say Nimlach Bedaitoi, all over in Shas. Nimlach. Nimlach means I was thinking about it. I was being Malchusnik. Malchusnik means I'm using my Machshava. Midi Yedua, Nimshachim Kol Kerchas Akuf Achre Machshava. The emphasis is that all the Kerchas Akuf could be Nimshach Echta Machshava. Beisha Adam Chayshim, when a person thinks, Nichnoim kol kerchas gufa. All his kerchas gufa are machnir themselves, says machshava. Tenois of niyum mupakos b'shazu. His movements became controlled. Devar of merusanim, his words, his speeches, also controlled. Kula kovid rosh is serious. B'noy, it's a more ridiculous line over here, which the Elohim should take with you. B'noyam ha-machshava, with the pleasantness of machshava, margish adam hoid malchus p'nimi, a person feels an inner royalty. You ever read such a complicated line? I'll say it over again. B'noyam ha-machshava, in the pleasure, in the sweetness, in the ni'imus of machshava, ha-adam, margish ha-adam hoid malchus p'nimi, a person feels an inner royalty, an inner malchus. By the way, that's something anybody experiences if we are able to focus on one machshava more than 30 seconds. Malchus and machshava, the malchus, the kingdom of machshava, kokach tchifa ba'adam, achit kveaz muhusay, famous raya. Mar says in Kedush and Arab, Mekudash Hashem Anash, any tzaddik, feel the Rosh Hashanah, Mekudash Hashem Mehera b'tshuva b'daitai. So everybody knows this Gemara, that the guy goes to the chuppah, mega Rosha, bahus the Rosha, and he says, Arab Mekudash, Aminash, any tzaddik, and the Tachnishkin tzaddik, it's like a grace of Rosha. Russia Gomer, the Gomer says. That's not a Russia. An official legal tender Russia, Russia Gomer. So what's the pshat? Because, oh, Hashem Yehir B'tshuva. So everybody knows this Gomorrah, which about is true, the power of Tshuva, that in 1 second a person can live Ibergan. A person in 1 second can change himself. It's more like a Gomorrah. In 1 second, a person can go Russia Gomer to Tzaddik. But that's not the Ikazach. The Ikazach is, but what did the Tshuva, the hearer? Hashem Yehir B'tshuva. The lady's esophagus is. Here a b'tshuva, yeah? Shema here a b'tshuva b'dayta. That's the kach of machshava. What do you mean? The guy didn't do anything. He's a Rosh HaGomer. Bank robber, murderer, b'chulu. But he did tshuva. What did he do tshuva? And by the way, he's standing under the chuppah. He did tshuva. Shema here a b'dayta did tshuva. Because that's what tightens up the person. That's what the person is. Mele says, me'ata nifne l'maisa mitzvahs. Now let's talk about doing mitzvahs. Ma'anase b'gishteinu the mitzvahs. What goes on when we do mitzvahs? Va'onu margishim ki kol kavod neseinu l'shem hispirus. And we do it for kavod. Va'yishen l'no kavod b'kal shikr mitzvahs anoshem mirumoda. Pachat chodot. He brings that over here. I want to speak for a few minutes about the inyan of kavana. I'll say it outside and then we'll learn a few things inside, which I know in the raised pachat chodot. Hello. We're very busy with meisim, doing things. You put on film, you did a mitzvah, you ate, you went, you came. The ikar mechus of a person is his koyach machshava. What's the ikar mechus of a human being? The das, is machshava. So I'll say it very bluntly. Mitzvahs anoshim b'lomada, we have a misunderstanding. Mitzvahs anoshim b'lomada, person does it. Milamada. Must be Milamada. I did it. It's called a learned habit. It means, what's Milamada? Where did you learn how to put on tefillin? From yesterday. And you put on tefillin yesterday because you put on the day before. All the way till your grand hanachas tefillin. Okay? If you'd be bar mitzvah in 2026 and you'd have your parents marching here bringing you for hanachas tefillin to Eretz Yisrael, maybe you remember it another day. Maybe if they wasted so much money on Hanukkah's filling here in Eretz Yisrael to accept the poor little boy in the middle of the weekend. There's like a parade here of Hanukkah's filling kids from, I don't say from which neighborhood. It's say this, and maybe it left the Rosh. Milamada means that I put on yesterday, I learned from yesterday. Milamada, where did you learn it from? Yesterday. And why did you put on yesterday? Because the day before. Why did you put on the day before? So you can go back all the way to the first time you put on film, second time you put on film, then it was Milamada. So we have an understanding that you're using Milamada, so you're doing it by habit. You're not doing it L'Shem Shemayim, you're not doing it with a friend. That's not the problem. The problem is that L'Shem Milamada is you didn't do it. Your body did it. But the human being, the Adam Sheba Adam, the world learns out in the Dorim that if you make a neder, I've always speaks out in other places, if a person makes a neder, and it was boinus, what's that of boinus? Not because somebody put a gun to your head, but you made a mistake. You thought that the situation was like that, and you made a neder or a shvua. So the Gemara says it's not chal, because ha'adam b'shvua, says Rashi, when you made it without das, the business came mensch. The business came mensch. The adam, Avobi writes in Al Yishua Chelik Beis, the das of a person, the machshav of a person, the kavan of a person, is the adam of the adam. That's the adam of the adam. The ha'adam b'shvua. The first Gemara. Ha'adam b'shvua. And if you don't have das, you're b'shvua adam. What do you mean? Adam. Yeah, steht der Inner Adam. If you did something without us, business came in. It's not called the Adam, made a shua. Who made the shua? The giraffe inside of you made a shua. The zebra inside of you made a shua. I mean, not the Adam. The Adam is the task. It's all about the Kim, like we speak every week, Kamat. That's the Adam, bit Salmeinu, kid Museinu. That's the Adam. That's the Havana Lasko. So when a person does a mitzvah, use our favorite mitzvah, Sandashim Milumada, Tfilim. That's a beautiful mitzvah, Sandashim Milumada. It was made for mitzvah, Sandashim Milumada. It'd even be a shame if you would stop doing Mrs. Allah's middle mother because I don't even know what they're doing. Person puts on tefillin without kavana. Kemine kamokan, v'yef shalof photo. So you're putting on. And what? And you don't have kavana. So what's the shot? Boring, it's without achiyos. You didn't have kavana. Mrs. Zichas kavana, not Zichas kavana. That's not the problem. The problem is you didn't do it. The Adam in the person didn't do it. There's a lesson of the Torah Avram, from Gazinski, the last Mashkiach of what he called, of Sobotka. He writes a lesson. It's a Moedic lesson. Ki ha-Torah nitna la-Adam, sha-Adam yikayim asa. Isn't that a poetic lesson from Sobotka? Real Sobotka. Old Sobotka. Torah was given to a person that the Adam should be mekayimet. Hamitzvahs einal aver aver. Mitzvahs weren't given to your hand. Did your hand put on film this morning? Mitzvahs were given ela Adam bechlolei. So what's an Adam? Zokta Baron Gazinski, ha Adam hu asecho, ha machshova, ha argosha, ha lev, yacharim kol evor vachitzenev apnimim. That's Adam. Adam is secho das. Kavana, with your body. Hamitzvah ain't a miskayemis. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. Shekulim yishtatvu bo b'chol haimek aviyosam. Until all the parts of you participate with all their depth. Im achas mehar greshoyis of nirdemis lerega. If one of your feelings fell asleep, hari ein ha'odem b'chalusim b'chayim ha'asal. Abak chelik imenu. Only part of you did the mitzvah. The ain't the ha'odom shedibra ba'a Torah. This is not the odom that the Torah is talking about. You might say no. This is about the Torah. So it's a mabal de kazach. This, he brings the Mesil Sashom over here, the Ali Shor over here, and the Reishu and Gimel. Mesil Sashom over here in Perakid Zayin. The reason why this is such a chiddush, because it's Perakid Zayin. So Sashom says, Shalai yikonis v'kiyam ha'mitzis v'pesa pitzoyim. Don't do mitzvah suddenly. She ain't daita adain miyushavas alav. The ena yochol is boinim v'mashuves. You can't be misboinim what you're doing. You should take time and have time, and then think about what you're going to do. And lefnei mi hoylech lasses. He says a mori the kazach. Sure, be concerned with you and Azef. You would take the time for that. Kalhu sheyashlich me'olav apniyas achitzenis v'yikva v'liba hakavon amitis aratzuyu. If you just be meching yourself, make a hachana. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do? And who are you doing it for? It would help you push away all the pinias achitzenis, and you would have the richter kavana. So to Moritz Gazach, Rabbi Yonah writes in Shara Tshuva, a shocking Zach, which is hard to believe he wrote such a thing. He speaks about Anshei Stoim, how weird they were, and then he says, V'nemar, al hanoshim she'enom orchin machshovas, they don't think. People who don't give machshava to Yerushalayim. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, shteta rizik achidish. Vatihi yirosam oisi mitzvahs anoshim ulamada. The Yerushalayim is by habit. Fekir Hakasha, I understand. What does that mean by Yerushalayim is by habit? How can you have Yerushalayim by habit? Either have Yerushalayim or not. I mean, Vayit Yerosa, the Lashem of Rabbeinu Yonah is, Vatihi Yerosa, well, not Yeshaya, before that. Vatihi Yerosa, Oisi, Mitzvah, Lashem, Olamada. And he says, Lachain, Hinri, Yesiv, Lahafles, Amazem, I'm going to give you terrible Marcus. Yeah, I said, what does it mean, Mitzvah, Lashem, Olamada, on Yerushalayim? I'm going to say something scary that I've always talked about when everyone has a book many times. I understand. Tefillin, I can hear it's Mrs. Anashim Milamot, I'm doing it by habit. Davening, done by habit. How can you have your Shemayin as Milamot? Yes? Vatihi Yerusham Oisi Mizrach Olam. The Navi Yeshaya said that the Olam's Yerushamayim is by habit. I don't say that that's called Yerushamayim. He said, yeah, it's Yerushamayim. I've always said, he said they were from Yerushamayim. But it was Bilu Madam. But Navi Yeshaya is not talking, what do you mean? He should have said, you're not Yerushamayim, you're a bunch of bums. He didn't say that. He said, your Yerushamayim is Bilu Madam. In Merashach, you can have tefillin, I could do like a habit. Your Shemayim could also be a habit. You got into a mode of being from, but you never give thought to it. You never think about it. You never. Einam orchin machshavas lizboinin tomit b'yiras Hashem. You don't think about it. So your Shemayim, you have your Shemayim because yesterday you had your Shemayim. For the same reason they put on tefillin today, because you put on yesterday, because you put on the day before. So the Torah is Avram. You're lacking the mensch. That means you did the mitzvah without the oddom participating in the mitzvah. Pachapodom. You did the mitzvah. Now I'm going to say a statistic. Not a statistic about anybody, you don't have to worry. I would say that if we put on tefillin without kavana, you don't think about it. You don't have a kavana that I'm putting on tefillin now, and my mind is involved in the ma'aseh mitzvah. Hagroshas, halev, all that. I would say that 90% of ourselves are not involved in the mitzvah. We did 10%. What's the ikar of ourselves? The ikar of ourselves is the adam, is the mensch. And the person who does things without kavana, so his guf is doing it. How much of it is me? How much do we give the guf? 10%? 15%? How much of me participated in mitzvah tefillin this morning if you put it on and you remember that you put on film, because you remember you put on film, but that's about it. 10%. And the adam disagrees. You want to give 20, give 20. For those people who machshava only takes up 80% of their being. But that means we do mitzvahs without machshava. It means we're not involved. We're not doing it. We're not doing the mitzvah. And we don't take time to prepare for it. I'm saying a new pshad. I'm saying something very depressing. I don't know why it's not the 3 weeks yet. I'll say something very depressing, but very invigorating, very uplifting. How could it be? You'll see in a second. We've been learning the whole Zman since Pesach, about the relationship between mitzvahs and Torah. We've been learning that kli reka and a matzik. If you're empty of ruchnius, if you have a vacuum of ruchnius, you can't have Torah. And we learned that the way to fill it up, quote unquote, to break that cycle was mitzvahs. Kachena mitzvahsach. We spoke at length about the maral, not about the maral, it's a mission and office. Why do we have a hard time absorbing Torah? We do mitzvahs. We do kachena mitzvah. But how could the mitzvahs be merkadish you? If the tenai koydim lemaisa of the same chalkena mitzvah is kachena mitzvah, how could the mitzvahs be merkadish you if 90% of you are not involved in the act of the mitzvah? Because you is your tzechel, you is your das, you is your hargosha, you is your leiv, and your posha not there. So you're doing it, what they call it, English mitzvah, what I think is called by rote, right? Is that the English one? Am I correct? My English is not where it used to be. Is that right? Very English is correct. Yeah, by rote. What's by rote? So the problem is that's without it, it's chadjus. The problem is that you didn't do it. And then afterwards, when we want to have the same chakena v'sarah sechah, the kachena v'sarah is very weak. I want to tell you a davar nifl mamash. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Adam bikor bal v'layovin. Nimshak v'hem is nidru. Adam, isn't this pasuk? Adam bikor, aleph. A person says the redak is a precious person. Why is he precious? What's precious about the person? He has a neshama. Adam bikor, a person is very, very precious. V'layovin. If he doesn't live with kavana, if he doesn't live with das, nimshak v'hem is nidru. He's like a behemoth. So, when you learn up the Radak Yeshivish, you say, yeah, a guy lives without das, like a behemoth. It's like a behemoth. Yeah, who knows what a guy does without das, what type of instincts he gives into him, what type of drives. That's not a pshat. The hemik of the zach is of Adam Bikor, kama, v'lo yovin, kama, nimshak v'hem is nidru, means that the chelik that's doing it is the behemoth part of you. Can a zebra put on film? You can teach them anything. Can a zebra eat matzah for sure? Zichur. Can a zebra do toyameha? On a suffix. So that's all the behemish part of the person. That's not the adam bikor part of it. So the Adam Bikor, the precious part of the person, is not present in the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah. It's a skiri zach. And that's why it's so important that there's a Mordik of Maral, I always like to say over. The Maral in the Sivat said that it brings the Gemara needed the Flamen of Mbez. It's a Mamaldik of Maral. In needed the Flamen of Mbez, the Gemara describes how the Uber is in the Meimor, how it's folded up. So the Gemara describes over there that the way the Uber is in the Meimor is that he's holding his hands on his cheek, on his face, and his elbows are resting on his knees. That's the tsuru of a Uber. The elbows are on the knees, and he's sitting like this. So look to my Rala, what's the shot of that? He says that the picture of a Uber B'mei Imoy is really a snapshot of how a person is going to be in Eilam Hazeh. It's up there. He says, when does a person sit like this? You're just using my Rala. Mel says, when does a guy sit like this? Right? He's thinking, right? He has his elbows on his thing. And he's sitting and thinking. That's how he's I read you the Rala inside. Ki ha'odam ha'shem miniach she yodav ha'shteitz ha'dav, a person who puts his two hands on his feet, he's busy thinking. That's the truth. What's the Ober doing? He's leaning on his face and it's fatrach. What's he thinking about, by the way? They have a busy schedule over there, the Ubar Mazangas and the Stark. They call Terakula for the moment. Something to do with Chazos or whatever they learned that day. What else are they thinking about? What do they have to think about? They don't have to worry about where they're eating this little Shabbos. And what they're doing in the summer, or they're not those things otherwise. They're learning the Chazmik Shia, but the Ikra Zachiz says the Maral that the Tzura Sa'adam, listen to this line of the Heliga Maral, Ke'ena Adam Sikhli Lagamri, a person is not totally Sikhlik. Uboli De Toyas Vishikagra, he makes a lot of mistakes. Lakach Yir Kol Maisov, his Buenos Rabbit, you have to live with these Buenos. That's the whole Tzuras Adam. You hear Maisel Meral? Meral says that the Tzuras Adam. The Tzuras Adam is think. That's the essence of a human being. What the Geah to us is that if we want to have a Dovor Sholem, we want to have the harmony of understanding that the Torah was given for our Guf, which is, by the way, like I said a number of times this morning, that was the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim. Fakert, why give me the Torah to Boss of the Dom? Because Torah was made from Boss of the Dom. But the Boss of the Dom have to bring themselves to a place that they're a Kli Gibble for Torah. And that Kli Gibble is Ruchnius. That Kli Gibble is Mitzvahs. That Kli Gibble is a Kli Mali. That Kli Gibble is Kacher Rizasacha. That Kli Gibble is. So we spoke about all types of ways we get involved. We do the Mitzvahs. We take care of the Guf to get the Guf to read part, participate. But the Das, the Machshava, the Kavan is what pulls it together. Without that, you see, also John brings down. But there is a Hasidim Rishonim Hayishom Shachas Koydim Tfilasim. They would wait an hour. El Meskavin Mechin Al Dibol the Tfil. V'Deichim Ealem Hashav Zadoz. The Hasidim Rishonim, the Gemara says, they spent a whole hour getting ready for davening because they understood the Hasidim Rishonim had what to do at that time. But davening without a machshava is nishkin davening. I think that the Litvaks are not until the Shem Yichud that much, Yidua. And most people, the last time they said the Shem Yichud was on the above mentioned Hanachas Tefillin outing. You should know that a person says the Shem Yichud every day with Kavana. Even if you don't understand exactly what you're combining the Shem Yud Kei with the Vavpe, you say that. So the word is, you're clearing your head for 30 seconds and I'm doing a mitzvah now, and I want my whole group to be involved in mitzvah. That means, I'll say it in the following nusach. About the das is the odom of the odom, like the Gemara says in the Dharm, ha'odom yeshua zok rashi, if you don't have das, you bishish kemensh. It's not the mensh of yeshua. So what brings together all the parts of the person, we're very complex people, by the way. We're very complex, we have many parts to us. There's guf, and there's emotions, and there's leif, and there's mitzvahs, and there's all types of forces, and there's a neshama. What brings it all together is das. The kavana brings it all together. The das, the kavana brings together all the koichos of the person and brings it into the mitzvah, gets it involved in the mitzvah. And That's the Dovah Lifu Mamish. That's the Hashlama of the puzzle of the role that Kachena B'Shisachal plays in Sechel Keres V'Asachal. We're weak in this area, by the way. Why are we weak in this area? First of all, we don't talk about it enough. Why not? I guess like I've always said, like the Navi Yishai said, because Matihi Yerosa Mitzvah Sanoshim Milomoda, our Yerushalayim is dull. It's repetitive. It's by rote. Maybe the chiddush of a Navi Yishai, a person could have Yerushalayim that's boring, that's habitual, that's without a chiyus, without an injection of machshava, without living it, without experiences. Milomoda. Milomoda. When a person injects das into his mitzvahs, into his meisim, into his Yerushalayim, I would say the best way to do it, besides saying L'Shem Yichud, so on tefillin you can say L'Shem Yichud if you come on time. So the problem is that the only time we come on time for davening and enough time to say L'Shem Yichud is Yom Kippur, and then there's no tefillin. That's the steer of Inayu Bey. So on tefillin, on Yom Kippur, we do something that we don't do the whole year. We say you give a mitzvah of Yishmol and some of the kabbonis if you get really early. But we don't have time. So I don't think that with the Hasidim or Rishayim that we're going to take an hour before davening, because an hour before davening, they're going to fast asleep. And a half an hour before davening, they're going to fast asleep. And 10 minutes before davening, they're going to fast asleep. So the Hasidim or Rishayim, and then, boom, we find ourselves in Shul. So, but it's very difficult when you think about it. And how do you have Yerushalayim with Kavana? And there's no Shem Yichud, right? There's no Shem Yichud. Get up in the morning, Shem Yichud. I should have Yerushalayim with Kavana. The Navi Yishai spoke about Mitzvah Nosmi Lamoda and Yerushalayim. I think that's unfortunately, and I don't want to sound like a Harry Chas V'Shalom, but nobody's questioning you by now. You have to learn Musa every day. Sorry. You have to learn Musa every day. That's what keeps the Yerushalayim fresh. Because if you don't learn Yerushalayim, if you don't learn Musa, so then the reason why you have Yerushalayim, but you have Yerushalayim because yesterday you had Yerushalayim. But it's everything possible. And why did you have Yerushalayim yesterday? So the Yerushalayim goes back to the last time you learned Musa. You hear together? So by Tefillin, it goes all the way back to Hanachas Tefillin, when they gave out Rogaloch the day you gave Hanachas. But Yerushalayim goes back to the last time you learned Musa. And then you got a little bit of Yerushalayim, and then you live off that for, say, a year or two. And then, the next time you learn Musa again, because you got a service, you inject some more Machshov Das, you inject more Odomkeit into your... You're awesome. And then a person lives, and that's how a person creates a kesher and a relationship with Rav Yehuda and Kedusha.